USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Black Friday with a much different feel during the pandemic. Some stores did see long lines of people waiting to get in for those deals. The customers were wearing masks and socially distancing, but other stores doing things completely different.
We've already started having people arrive.
Usually there's a line and there's people, it's packed by now, but right in this year we're doing appointments this morning and online shopping with the same discounts. So pivoted a little bit this year, or a lot.
Owner of the Red Barn Mercantile in Alexandria, Virginia, Amy Rutherford, speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Online sales did top $5 billion on Thanksgiving, according to Adobe Analytics. That's a jump of nearly 22% over the last year. The company tracks data on transactions from 80 of the top 100 online retailers. USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Trump says the delivery of a coronavirus vaccine could be as early as next week or the week after. The president making the announcement during a Thanksgiving video teleconference with members of the military service stationed around the world. The president noting frontline workers and medical personnel and senior citizens will be first in line to receive the vaccine. A lot is being made of people gathering together over the holidays. Dr. Marty McCary is a physician and professor of public health at Johns Hopkins University. He tells Fox News we need to remember one thing.
We knew that this infection had its death or mortality skewed towards comorbidity, but we didn't realize just how skewed it was. And in fact, when we talk about those with advanced age being at increased risk, it's really because advanced age is linear or collinear with comorbidity.
NASA says there is a lunar eclipse coming Sunday night into Monday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If President Trump loses his legal challenges to the election, it looks like the United States will be back in the Paris Climate Accord. As far as what that looks like,
President-elect Joe Biden has made climate change one of his top priorities, and he says he will rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump pulled the United States from that treaty in 2017. Economist Stephen Moore says that leaving the accord was the right move, and that going back to it is a policy that puts America last. He told Fox News that the deal does nothing to stop other big polluting countries at the expense of American industry and American jobs.
The Paris Climate Change Treaty is a joke. I mean, the single biggest polluter in the world by far, is China. And it doesn't require China to do anything for another 10 years. Meanwhile, we have to shut down our coal plants. We have to shut down our oil and gas facilities that employ, you know, millions of workers. We have to use more expensive energy while China and India and Russia laugh behind our back. So I don't think it's a very wise thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending President Trump's plan to reduce the number of American troops in Afghanistan, saying removing them from harm's way is the Trump administration's mission set. Pompeo adding that fewer troops on the ground doesn't equate to America's security being compromised. The United States is planning to keep around 2,000 troops in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.